My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Well, I hate to do it, but the texters are demanding a Courtney correction on the play-by-play this evening when it comes to your Boston Red Sox.
Yes, unfortunately, I did say Tyler O'Neill. I meant Tyler Murray, and that is my apologies. I love Tyler Murray.
Yeah, I understand.
That is on me.
It's fine. Nope. It happens.
No, it's not fine. You know what, Greg?
Courtney?
It's not fine. I want excellence for you because it's your name on the program.
It's fine.
And between Noche and Tyler O'Neill, I mean, I got to step it up.
It is fine. We are also, I believe, this evening launching a new programming enhancement when it comes to the Red Sox broadcast. We are not going to broadcast the ninth inning based on last night. So we'll just take you right up until the eighth inning.
All right,
let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Decade is the 80s. Let it breathe for a minute.
I drive a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low, turn up your radio. The ones we use are strong.
Oh! This is the rare occurrence where the song title contains the band in the title of the song.
In the lyrics of the song, not in the title.
Okay. Well, the song... Wait. Song, isn't that Everybody Wang Chung Tonight?
Well, it's Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
Okay. By Wang Chung.
Correct. Well done.
So the band name Wang Chung... They had a couple hits, actually. Not a one-hit wonder, if you're wondering.
I was wondering, actually. This is going to be a question I had for you.
Oh, yeah. No, they had a great song that was in... They did the theme song for an unbelievable movie that none of you have ever seen, except for maybe Wiggy, which is called To Live and Die in L.A. To Live and Die in L.A. Do you remember that movie, Wiggy? It's a great movie. God, but it's like from the 80s, so probably nobody here saw it. To Live and Die in L.A. All right, lead time, minus Curtis. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity. My lead is going to be very uplifting.
Oh.
So, God bless the summer and God bless baseball. So, yesterday, I was passing the local field near my house.
Uh-huh. And the one where the ball came out and caused your windshield to break?
No, a different one. And that was the tire. Not the windshield.
You seem to be driving around Little League parks a lot. I'm a little bit concerned.
There's a lot of parks around Hyde Park in Denham, okay?
Okay, all right.
No, but...
Did you have a raincoat on at the time?
No, I did not.
Okay, all right.
Oh, man.
What?
So I stopped and started watching the game. You know, men's baseball league. I think it's the Boston Men's Baseball League, actually. And I called my dad because my dad loves baseball, so he comes down and watches the game with me.
Right. Did he say, "I told you never to call me"?
Once, but I persisted. Uh-huh. So we sat there in the stands, just him and I, taking in a ball game on a summer evening, and it was beautiful.
Oh.
It was great. And we're both criticizing the pitchers because the pitchers are throwing meatballs and it was our great quality baseball.
Kind of a hardo baseball move to sit there and criticize the pitching of men in an over 40 baseball.
Well, here get this. So after the game, I noticed that one team only had 9 players. Uh-huh. So after the game, I go, "Hey, how do I get in on this?"
Yeah,
and they're like, "What? Well, do you pitch?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I have."
You can start tomorrow.
Not in 20 years. They throw me a glove and a ball and go, let's play some catch. And they tested me out a little bit. So
Were you yelling at the players? Were you like, "Hey, you couldn't hit that with a tennis racket?"
You know, we almost did heckle them a couple of times because there was a couple of real knucklehead plays. But we digressed.
Sounds like a pretty amazing father-son moment.
Yes, wow, absolutely. You're damn right. It was great.
That's great. All right, thank you. Sean, good morning.
Well, let's go from uplifting to figuring out a beef, because there was a tweet that was making the rounds that I retweeted, and then one of the hosts on this program decided to come at me.
Oh.
And so I figure I need to resolve this beef while we can.
Okay.
The tweet was, "Guys will be like, sorry, I have a lot on my plate right now, and it's literally just their job and preparation for their fantasy football league draft." To which I responded, "Yes, both are 24/7 duties. I don't know how else you expect me to live." Mm-hmm. Courtney said, and I quote, "You're sick."
Yeah.
"What do you mean I'm sick?"
"You're sick. You're a sicko."
How am I a sicko? Because I like my job and I like fantasy football?
Nope, the job part is perfectly fine. But I mean, spending any more time for your fantasy football league than the time allotted for you to pick your team is too much.
Oof.
It's too much.
You're going to make a lot of guys mad.
I don't care.
Even if it involves a sizable amount of money?
Yeah, no, let me be perfectly clear. The longer you take to pick your team, the worse your team will be.
I see, I disagree.
The people that go in blind and just pick willy-nilly that always win.
Really?
And if you haven't realized that yet, it's time to take a strong look in the mirror and say, "I'm the problem."
Wow.
As someone who I just had a fantasy draft this past weekend, that's why this tweet really hit me hard.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time preparing for it.
Uh-huh.
I had multiple sheets printed out. I did a ton of research.
Oh, yeah.
It's a league that I pay a lot of money to be in.
If I remember correctly, you grabbed J.J. McCarthy as your quarterback.
Nope, did not. I have Anthony Richardson. Shout out to my guy. And I finished second, third, and then second in this league. So I'm trying to maintain that level of success.
Who was first?
Not me.
How much money did you make coming in second or third?
I have made a total, in the 3 years I've been, made a total of like $600.
Santo don't play fantasy football?
No, he does, but he doesn't make it a full-time job.
Well, you know what, Courtney? Some of us are more committed to the game than others, and so I felt like I needed to bring this to the show.
And Mr. Seafoodie T62 and Twitch, Coco obviously knows nothing about fantasy football. Let me remind you, a few years back, I picked, I believe, Travis Kelce as my first player that I drafted in my fantasy league, and he went off, and I came pretty high in that year. So I do not play anymore because I get sick of the group messages.
Oh, really?
But yeah,
this is a real problem for you.
You don't
it's
like
not a
fantasy
problem.
Football.
It's just like people take it so seriously.
Wow.
And I have
Can you imagine if somebody wrote like a 5,000-word email about fantasy football and just emailed it to all the friends at work? Think about how serious that would be. Courtney hates fantasy football, but she doesn't mind.
No,
I don't hate fantasy football,
but I think
Santo is into fantasy television.
No, Santo likes fantasy football
Game
as well.
Of Thrones.
I just think
I just wrote 12,000 words on Game of Thrones and why it ought to return.
You know what? Can I be actually honest?
Yes.
The reason I don't like it is because I think sometimes guys just use it as this like macho, like I'm a man, my fantasy team's crushing, like
right there.
Well, I just feel like they have nothing better to say, so they just bring up like their fantasy league.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a macho thing, Courtney. It's just an easy thing for guys to connect and talk about. Like if I went up to a guy in a bar that I didn't know that it, because our significant others knew each other and I meet this guy for the first time, it's likely I can find common ground with either fantasy football or golf. And it's amazing. It makes life 10,000 times easier.
Short guys and fantasy football guys, Courtney then came after.
Nope, yeah. I'm just saying.
It's like that time when Mother of Dragons was trying to explain herself to everybody and nobody understood what she was saying.
Dracarys.
All right. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Shime, you are beef squashed?
Yeah, I wanted to know where Courtney stood on this. I wanted to understand why all she said was, you're sick. And so I'm glad we've talked this out.
Is that why you tried to walk by Greg and I this morning without even saying good morning?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I had to. So that's a whole
different
issue.
It makes a lot more sense.
I don't know if you want this story. No, I think, Shime,
I don't
want
to say it, but my guess is that Shime is suffering from the bubble G's.
No, not bubble G's. I am actually very regular. Uh-huh. And the last 2 days, without you guys in the studio, I have had a certain pocket of time that I don't normally have.
Oh.
And so I have used that to go to the bathroom, but now my body feels like it needs to go to the bathroom at that time. Oh, and so it's just, I have to retrain my body to not do that.
Wait, you go number two at the same time every day?
Approximately, yeah. Like, I'm very, very regular.
Very interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
That's called consistency.
It really is. That's,
I've never had an issue. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Right. We got to take a break, but we will get to the rest of today's leads next. And then they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up at 7:20.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.